These days my nerves are wearing thin. Don't you dare go giving up. Fight the good fight, even when the fight ain't fair. Keep your hope high, even when the hope's not there. You got to steady on, hang on to Jesus. You're not done, don't stop believing. All of heaven's cheering you on to finish strong.
You are finished. Praise God. Good morning.
These days I'm walking with my head down. These days my nerves are wearing thin. Burning that candle till it's burned out. No sign of a second wind. There's a voice in my ear, suffer so clear, saying I'm still right here. So don't you dare go giving up. Fight the good fight, even when the fight ain't fair. Keep your hopes high, even when the hope's not there. You got to be steady, don't hang on to Jesus. You're not just no more believing. All the love and cheering you on to finish strong. Our God is with us in the trenches. So we'll take that victory in the end, yeah. Believe we'll come out of these ashes. But until then, hey, gotta fight the good fight. Even when the fight ain't there, keep your hope high. Even when the hope's not there, you got to be steady, don't hang on to Jesus. You're not just no more believing. All of heaven's cheering you on. So keep on running the race. Keep on keeping the faith. And remember our God is for us. Keep on running the race. Keep on keeping the faith. Fight the good fight.
Do you have audio on speaker? Huh?
I don't have any sound.
On speaker? Okay. This is kind of understandable. Let me fix it. Where is that at? No audio. Okay, hold on. Boy, I'm really excited this morning. I got something really good to tell you. That's why this thing is going crazy. A person, they called me up and tried. Well, you know, like I say, it's good to give thanks. It's good to give thanks unto the Lord. Let's see if we can come up with. And I was going to teach about the soul a little bit this morning. The soul. So let's see what this is. I'm going to work on that speaker for a minute. It's important this morning.
Let's sing songs and praise.
foundation in the Holy Messiah. Gather them, children, all that springs are in thee. That's why I sing my song. I want you to sing along. Let's sing songs and praise. Let's sing songs and praise. Let's keep songs and praise. I think I'm going to close this Spreaker account permanently. Jessica, do you have any audio on the Spreaker? It says, I've been looking at another podcasting. I've been looking at it. Just did this once before. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, we worship, giving all the praise. Just humble servants, through sweat and tears. So no more fears. Singing the glory of the gospel out to every air. You cover me with grace, and I love so unconditional. It's got me on my face every day, God. Goes the praise of the saints. Goes my praise every day, yeah.
Even if the drums stop beating, my soul will keep on singing.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear my voice? Is that song still playing?
Thank you.
land that I hold. More precious than any silver and gold. Yep.
Can you hear my voice now? Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Okay, thank you, Brother Joe.
Good morning, good morning.
I have some good news this morning. You see, I prayed for God to establish somebody else's ministry. But God's objective is for all of us to finish strong. Some will and some won't.
These days I'm walking with my head down. These days my nerves are wearing thin. Burning that candle till it's burned out. No sign of a second wind. There's a voice in my ear, stop us so clear, saying I'm still right here. So don't you dare go giving up. Fight the good fight, even when the fight ain't there. Keep your hope tight, even when the whole sky's dead. You got to be steady, I'm hanging on to Jesus. You're not just a non-believer, all of them is cheering you on. Finish strong. Yeah. Our God is with us in the trenches, so we'll get the victory in the end. Yeah. Believe we'll come out of these ashes. Until then, hey, gotta fight the good fight, even when the fight ain't there. Keep your hope high, even when the whole sky's dead. You got to be steady, I'm hanging on to Jesus. And I just don't stop believing, all of heaven's cheering you on. So keep on running the race, keep on keeping the faith. And remember our God is for us. Keep on running the race, keep on keeping the faith. Oh, oh, oh. Find a good fight.
God. Father, I want to thank you this morning for your goodness and your kindness, your mercy, and your wonderful understanding. What happened to me yesterday is nothing short of a miracle. And I'm only sharing this with you for one reason. I want you to know that nothing you do for God is for nothing. In 2005, first of all, several headliners are law enforcement officers. And I thought it strange you know, a couple of them said they were coming on January 11th. I mean, June 11th and 12th. So I asked one of them if they could teach on a subject that I wanted taught, but I really wanted it taught by somebody with authority. And so one of them said yes, so I didn't even ask the other one. So I get a call, and the phone says, order of police. It said order of police. And I'm thinking, what is the police doing calling me on the church phone? And I thought, well, maybe they want something. Oh, I said, oh, I know what it is. They collected money. Yeah, they collect money for the police, and, you know, they give you those little sticker things. So I answered the phone, and they said, we'd like to speak to Erica. I mean, they call my whole name, Shepherd. And then they said, birthday, what's your birthday? And I'm thinking, wait a minute. I hung up on them because I knew it was a scam when they called the first time. Then they called again and said, don't hang up. This is the Fraternal Order of Police. And I said, what is that? He said, well, it's like it's part of the union, but it's like the brotherhood. I said, okay. He said, you wrote an article. You wrote a booklet in 2005 on anger, and you gave it to one of our officers, and they started using it in Florida first. He said, then it got to New York, and the person you gave it to said they wrote it. And then when we went to them to buy the rights, they admitted that you wrote it for them to give to us. And I did. And I just gave it to the police. And this lady told me that the police department was using it. And so the man from the Fraternal Order of Police said, we would like to buy the rights to this book and use it, since we've been using it since 2005, but we would like to pay you for it. I got quiet, and I said, what? He said, yeah, we want to buy the rights to this book. He said, and you wrote it in 2005. It says you put copyright, so you obviously what's known as a poor man's copyright. I said, I do, because I didn't have money, and I didn't want to take the time. I said, later on, I know how to copyright something, but it takes time. He said, you're right. And then once it gets to the copyright office, it takes time to come up to, you know, for it to be, unless you carry it in yourself. He said, so if I said, this is what I said to him. I said, look, when I wrote that, this lady was a, this lady police was a detective. Wasn't she a detective, Brother Joe?
Yes,
she was a detective. And I wrote it and I gave it to her. I said, this will help you. This will help you because it's going to give you all the spirits. I wrote it on anger. I said, this is going to give you all the spirits of anger, and it's going to also deliver you from those spirits of anger. And I put the supporting spirits to anger on there. And I did a good job. I put how they work, how they transfer, and how to diffuse them. So he said, okay, we're going to pay you for this, and we're going to pay you for the fact that we've been using it since 2005. He said, I'm going to send you some papers. You have your attorney go over the papers, and you contact our attorney, and we'll just settle on the price. I said, look, when I wrote that for the police department, I was just trying to help. I said, I wasn't looking for no money. I wasn't looking for anything, but the lady came to me for deliverance, and he said, you did help her. And that's why she told us that she didn't write it, that you wrote it and that you gave it to her. I said, if I can help the families of slain police officers, I said, I can't charge you any money for that. He said, we have to pay. I was just shocked. He said, we have to pay you. I said, okay then, well. I said, but I'm not going to put a price. He said, well, you have your attorney contact us and we'll negotiate the price with your attorney. But well done for a good job, and know that you've been helping police officers, because our brotherhood, this is the brotherhood through the union, and they help the families of slain officers and officers that are have been injured, you know, and can't get back on duty. He said, but we're not just in the United States. He said, we co-op through our police affiliation union with police officers, English speaking, all over the world. And I said, wow, thank you. And he said, no, when you get these papers, you hurry up, because we're ready to close this by June 1. Brothers and sisters, you see, I'm getting paid for some work I did for free. But I didn't do it for free. I did it for God. And I was just trying to help one detective. And she used to come and she used to sit in our ministry. Most people didn't even know she was a detective. And I think she worked in violent crimes, didn't she, Brother Joe?
Yeah.
She worked in violent crimes. And I told you, when Jose left here, the curse left with him. He was holding me back spiritually. And that's why I want you all to stop thinking in the natural. I want you to think like God wants you to think, like the spirit, soul, body, human being that you are. Some of you thought I didn't teach on those gifts and all that. And let me tell you why I didn't. There's a reason. God went back to 2005 to bless me. And God is going back to a lot of things that I have known. And a lot of people I've known, and some of you are being blessed by that knowledge. You're being blessed by that knowledge right now. And I'm being blessed. I'm being blessed. Don't get me wrong. I'm being blessed by my affiliation with Jose. Because there's something I'm doing that I even had to get a book to learn how to break down entropy and all that kind of stuff. Well, those were scientific terms that the Holy Spirit had me. He would have me ask Jose questions, and Jose would give me the answers. Jose's problem is that he couldn't overcome his own demons. But you must do that. And there's some other things that are happening that I'm going to talk about them later after they finish. See, can't no witch on this line sabotage what happened with the Fraternal Order of Police. But witches on this line been hindering and attempting to sabotage. Now, understand something. They're so bound up by Satan, they don't understand that when I come on this line and teach it, I done already lived it, probably already written a booklet about it, probably got it on a USB somewhere. By the time I'm teaching it out, it's already old in the spirit realm. And I've already tested it in the name of Jesus by the power of God's own Holy Spirit to see if it works. And these people have been trying to get some money to me. I don't think they've been trying to get the money to me since 2005, but they've been trying to get some money to me for the past 5 years, 4 or 5 years. God said, this is what God says. He said, when you pay tithes and give offerings and stuff like that, he said that the windows will be open and God will overrun you. I give away so much money. I give away so many blessings. You cannot even imagine. Not because I do want to be blessed and I do want the windows of heaven to be open. So much so I can't contain it. But it's been a lot of times, a lot of sacrifices. Every morning when I get up to do one of these messages, I probably already tried to spend. I get up every morning about 4:30. Sometimes I get up at 3. That's why you can't catch me and get in touch with me early in the evening because I go to bed early. I'm not a night person. Nothing you do for God is not going to be rewarded by God. But you're not supposed to do it for the reward. You're supposed to do it. What I tell you about that song? You're supposed to love God and love people. There is so much going on. I don't know. And I think God is doing this for me personally to let me know when you finish writing these two books that are going to empower people. 24. I've been saying it could be done a long time. And now I'm getting ready to prove it. You see, it's easy, I guess, to listen and come into agreement with a big name person. But Wes said, Erica, he said, all that you've done is getting ready to come to the forefront. He said, I'm telling you that, Erica. Y'all know how Wes talk. He said, all that work you've already done is getting ready to come to the forefront. And you know what? That wasn't Wes talking. That was God talking to me through Wes. Because sure enough, it's happening right now. And God doesn't want anybody to take the credit for what he does but himself. There's only one person I could give all glory and honor and praise to, and that's God. And so they're going to send a photographer out to take my picture and put it in the magazine under the article. And they're going to promote the booklet, which they will own. But they're going to give me, you know, as the author. And I mean, that's when I was writing real crazy. Think I write crazy now. I write just like I talk. Run on sentences. But my point is, I capitalize God. I put things in big bold print because that's how the Holy Spirit gave it to me. And then God had a couple of spirit-filled police officers to contact me in preparation that probably through the spirit realm, that allowed them to contact me because that their spirit is, I'm sure they are a member of that fraternal order of police. Everybody that's in that union is a member. And that was done under Ted Line. So Ted Line is going out to the whole police departments around the USA to give them some understanding spiritually about anger. God is great. Your enemies will help prepare you. I'm telling you all the time. When people pray against a man or woman of God, don't you know God is taking notice of that? And don't you know that is God's responsibility to fix that? Not the man or the woman, because they don't know except the Lord reveal it to them. I never, ever, ever sought no kind of nothing. No kind of fame, never. Only thing that makes me really cry is when somebody get really delivered or when people don't seem to get it. Those things really hurt me. When I see Satan having victory over the life of a believer when he's not supposed to, those things really get to me. When I see a person that's supposed to be walking in authority, walking in defeat in Christ. So let me explain this to you. The reason that I don't jump into telling you about some spiritual gifts and those things, because you already have those. But you know what you don't have? When you come to this ministry, you need to know and you need to be connected in the inner man to God. Because if you don't ever, ever, ever realize that you already are a supernatural human being, and that the gifts are added onto that, you have a tendency to think it's you. It cuts down that tendency for people not to be realized they dependent on God. If you can grab a hold to the fact that there's a supernatural God operating in you, if you can grab a hold to that fact first, and then find out what extra gifts are activating that supernatural part of you instead of being dependent on some supernatural gifts that you may have or you may not have, which will keep you frustrated all your life. All the great, quote, men and women of God that have ever really done something for God, have you noticed God either raised them up from death or put something in them that propelled them to go on? That's why it's so important to read. That's why it's so important to have understanding. You see, that's why that angel told me a week or two ago. And remember who came? Remember who I told you who came yesterday? Breakthrough. That angel named Breakthrough. So I talked to a couple of sabotaging agents yesterday. I'm talking about people who say they believe in God and who, but the minute some pressure comes, they resort to the world's way or the flesh way. That is not the way. The way, that is not the way of Jesus. I don't know why, I can't tell you why God right at this moment is blessing me and bringing things forth, but I know this, if he's blessing me, and if you are part of Jesus Believers or this K-Line, or you being blessed too. Don't you know if you have established a house church or a ministry under this ministry, it's going to be my pleasure to say in that article, we have people in our ministry that can help you. And I told the captain that I was talking to that I would put up another hotline. See, I used to have a call-in number. I used to have a call-in number where people could call in and get prayer. And he just said to me, well, you know what? I suggest it might be a good idea for you to do that again. He said, because we send our newsletter out to our members, and you're going to be on it, as well as they can call us for the book, you know, to help with the anger, which they've been calling us for it, and we've been sending it out anyway without your knowledge of it. So you see, God can be helping you and you don't even know it. You don't even know it. He said, I could come. They're going to send me a some kind of certificate and make me an honorary member. But I can't give him, I can't do it because I don't have a certification where I took the vaccination. And I told him I didn't take it. And I'm not going to take it. Because I'm probably recovering. I know I'm recovering from something. And I know God is curing me. So he said, that's okay. Just have your attorney read these papers, sign them. Have your attorney call us up, and we'll negotiate the price. How much we owe you and how much we want to give you. He was very, I could see why he's over that fraternal order of police. That's what it is. So you see, God is working on the police in a lot of ways. Everything is changing, brothers and sisters. Everything has already changed. But you got to be for real. You can't be doing things to puff yourself up. You can. You can, and you might get some temporary hoorahs or whatever you call them. But you see, God wants you and me and all of his children to operate in his power as a lifestyle, not as a rare momentary, temporary encounter. What'd he say? Remember I told y'all, I said, you can tithe your time. I told you, 2.4 hours belong to God. But God say, bring ye all the tithes and the offerings into my house and see if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you have not room enough to receive. Another person had told me, they said, who was that? Another Ted Lyons. Justin was telling me, he said, you know what? He said, God going to pay that church off. You're going to be mortgage free. I am. Because what I was going to tell you yesterday, those of you, and it seems like you're not able to get it. So I guess I'm just going to have to tell you, I am blessed. I'm blessed. And because I'm so, ain't nothing different than you, except that I'm probably a little bit more obedient than you. But still, as the priest, so go the people. If I'm blessed and I'm your covering, what does that tell you? You blessed too. When you're under a blessed covering, everything you do is blessed. That's what I was trying to talk to you about the other day. Everything your feet touch is blessed. Everything your hands touch. You're a carrier of the blessing. You either carrier of the blessing or you're a carrier of the sin and the curse. So many people, I want to tell them, you know, they run away from this ministry. I'm saying, man, don't they know they under a covering of anointing of deliverance? This ain't just somebody who got delivered, picked it up in a book and tried to learn how to do it. No, this is somebody like Paul that got knocked off their horse. Me. Got drugged into the ministry. Me. All I wanted to be was somebody. You know what I really wanted to be when I got that exorcism? I was used to making a lot of money. I wanted to be the person who financed the church. Nobody would ever have to know my name. It was nothing for me to give my church $50,000 for a roof. It was nothing for me to put a bag, take a brown paper bag and put a bunch of money in it and just give it to the church. That's the kind of stuff I used to do. But you see, I thought you could buy your way to heaven then. And I thought, well, the more money I give to the church, I know I'm going to heaven. God say, I don't care about your filthy lucre. I want your heart. The cattle is mine. The gold is mine. The silver is mine already. I'm the one giving to you. I want your heart. I want your heart through the saving of your soul. I want all of you. And when I said, yes, Lord, I meant it. And you know what? I have done things to help people and then found out how much money I had made for others after it was already made and I'd already, you know, it's a beautiful thing to give somebody a house. I've done it. It's a beautiful thing to give somebody a car. I've done it. It's a beautiful thing to help somebody come up out of poverty and lack into just stabilization and well-being. In the name of Jesus, I've done it. That's why when I got sick, I believe we did the COVID test, you know, the one you can pick up at the post office. I did that to see if I had COVID. It didn't come up as COVID, but it came up as that awful, awful, awful. I knew it was a bad, bad flu that was as bad as COVID. And I'm still recovering from it. But I still, what? I knew, hey, look, I got this. It's going to go one of two ways. I've been poisoned. All of it happened at the same time. Because what the devil does, he don't, when he want to really attack you, he come in four different ways, five different ways, all at the same time. And those of you with children, it's an attack on your children to get to you many times. Find out what it is that God wants from you and do it so you can free your children. Especially, you'll hear me ask a child when I minister to a parent about their children. I say, I'll ask them, was your child wanted? When you gave birth in the womb, was that child wanted? Did you want that child? Because you know why I do that? Because rejection starts in the womb. Did you know that schizophrenia can be transferred? When I found that out, I was just like two through. The spirit of schizophrenia is a spirit, and the spirit of schizophrenia can be transferred through the airways. It's a familiar spirit. That's all these curses are. And I'm so glad that God honored my ministry to send some angels here with understanding for the ministry for deliverance. And you know what else? When the people called me from the police department, FOP, that was a sign to me that these last books I'm writing are going to be as powerful as I believed that they were going to be, because there ain't nothing like them yet. And believe you me, I buy a lot of books, I read a lot of books, and I've been seeing what people saying. ...99% of all the deliverance manuals say the same stuff over and over. And it's the same stuff. The people, I put people in the back of the spirits are subject unto you. I put a book list back there. Now, I put that book list back there in 1994. Don't you know, if I could put a book list back there in 1994, I'd have read all them books. I know a lot of those people. You need to wake up and see the kind of person or see the resource. Resources are in people. Did you know that? Resources are people in the kingdom of God. And you need to stop being so abusive and stop having, you need to take them blinders off your mind that Satan done put on there so you can't see. The tricks he done played on you. The tricks he done played on your mama and your daddy. What tricks, Erica? Because some of your mama and daddy just didn't answer the call. Some of your mamas and daddies went to the dark side and took God's gift and treasures. Some of your aunties and uncles. Some of your mamas and daddies were anointed by God to do things for him. They didn't do them. The curse fell on you. Why do you say that? Well, in the book of Matthew, you got the genealogy of Jesus. And God stepped down 40 generations, until he got what he wanted. Mary, so he could impregnate himself in the womb of Mary. The Holy Ghost fertilized the womb of Mary so God himself could come through the womb of a woman. Woo! In the person of Jesus. And there's some reason God allowed your daddy's sperm to hit your mama's egg so you could be born for a purpose. God's purpose. So I've been trying to take you the right way. So when you receive that training for the gifts, you will know that those gifts are being activated, energized, because you are already a supernatural human being. Already, when you made Jesus the Lord of your life, that you realize you stopped being a normal, mere mortal. You became a supernatural human being, activated to live, flowing with the supernatural power and glory of God out of you. Out of you. If you don't ever give it away, you see, it ought to let you know that just as God called you, maybe to be an apostle, a prophet, a pastor, a teacher, or an evangelist, that you're a supernatural apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist. Because you already know who you are. You already know what's flowing through you. And you already know that by God, yes, I am an evangelist or apostle or a prophet. But not only am I an apostle, a prophet, a pastor, a teacher, evangelist, I'm a supernatural. Because God's super has hooked up with my natural and made me a supernatural, whatever I have been called to do and whatever I am anointed to bring forth in the kingdom of God. Are you hearing me this morning? You be understanding who you are in Christ and what God has already accomplished in your life, and therefore you know that all those giftings are not without supernatural purpose, because supernatural gifts are hooking up with a supernatural man or a supernatural woman. Glory be to God. And I'm what? Super, supernatural. That don't make sense to the natural man. It's not supposed to. It's not supposed to. The Bible said the natural man cannot even understand the spiritual things of God. So I've been trying to get you to come into the understanding, and then your gifts will be like icing on top of a birthday cake. Praise God. With the cake being whatever flavor cake you like. Me, I like chocolate. Praise God. So I got chocolate cake. And I'm a chocolate cake with a supernatural chocolate icing making me taste sweet, taste good, look good, designed, ordered, orchestrated, ordained by God to be fed to the people. It's a new day. I hope you're getting this.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like it's already made. Roll down the window, set your cares by your way. Good things are yours to claim, you don't have to wait. All across the sky, new mercies fly, and the future's bright. This is a new day. Everything's
Okay, Erica, I hear you, but why is this necessary? Did you see what was in the news? I'm trying to find it. It just went off this computer. Like I tell you, it was in the news. I'm going to try to find it again. Here. Did you see this? Russia is accusing the Ukraine of using black magic. You got that? Russia is accusing the Ukraine of using black magic. It says, the state media says, satanic seal of the dark forces was found at deserted military headquarters in propaganda claim. It says a satanic seal was apparently found on the wall of deserted Ukrainian military base. Now, I don't know whether it's true. It's in, you can find it in the Daily Mail. It's a British paper under Russia accuses Ukraine of using black magic. Now, I don't know, but this is what I know. They got pictures. They got pictures of the satanic seals that were sprayed in black paint on the wall. A satanic seal, a symbol believed to hold connections to a greater supernatural power, was apparently found on the wall of a deserted Ukrainian military base on the outskirts of the village of in the Luhansk region, Trihezbenka, something like that. But it's out there, a satanic seal. And they got all the pictures. Do you think all those deliverance ministers, who, by the way, All their training manuals got the same. Do you think the devil is stupid? He's not. It's not. Thank you, Jessica, for posting it up there. There it is. Read it for yourself. If they're using occultic dark side forces, who do you think is being touched by that? The people. Just like the angels. The angel said, we're going to stop the thief. We're going to stop the thief. We're going to show you how to stop the thief. They said, that's your biggest spiritual enemy, the thief. Well, we know that's John 8:44, right? The thief cometh, but to steal, kill, destroy. And by the way, these books I tell you I'm writing and this info I'm getting from these angels, I'm going to test it out this month. I'm going to test it out. I'm bringing some people right here, and I'm going to test it out before June 11th and 12th. I'm going to see if what I have is the truth or not truth. You see, I don't give you anything that I haven't tested out and tried and made sure it works. God knows I will do that. You hear me? I've been taking you in the name of Jesus where you need to be for the 22nd century. I'm a forerunner. I'm blessed and I'm successful. Just like God told me, he said, I sent the angels there when I was going to go to a crusade. He said, what you going to the crusade looking for when I sent the angels right there? You got them. Don't be stupid, Erica. I ain't sent them there. I sent them here to tutor you, to minister to you, to teach you, because I know you'll give away. I know you'll equip. I know you'll give it to my people. And maybe, just maybe, this book that the Fraternal Order of Police is buying from me is an open door for deliverance. It's got to be, because that's all that's my anointing. That's what I abide in. Salvation, deliverance, healing, inner healing. And don't forget, I am and will always be a lady exorcist, because that's how I came to Christ, through an exorcism. See, deliverance wouldn't help, just deliverance wouldn't help me. Aren't you so glad that you can say that God love you, that he love you so much? And I'm not boasting in this, I'm only boasting in Christ. He put you with one of his best. And that just happens to be me. See you tomorrow. Boasting in Jesus, because you see, I asked those of you a long time ago if you were gifted. You told me you were. I'm called to the gifted. What does that mean? That you're one of his best and he could trust you if you haven't jumped ship. Deliverance is a lot more than just coughing up and puking up a demon. God delivers nations. He delivers. Oh, man. You about to see him? You about to see him? Now, you read that article. Don't you know that angel told me? He said, these are the demons you're going to have to deal with in the people that are, the 15 million people that have died and they said it was COVID. He said, it's the devil. What I told the Ku Klux Klan, me and Brother Joe, God sent us into the Ku Klux Klan in Hendersonville, Tennessee. I said, you might not like the way I look. You might not like the way I talk. But I'm the one that God sent to answer your prayer when you cried out for revival. And I'm going to tell you something. Brother Joe looked at me. I looked at Brother Joe. Two little black ink spots in the middle of the church run by the Grand Imperial Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan said to his congregation, she's not lying. I've been crying out to God. We've been crying out to God. And this is who God sent. Yay! You don't know.
I walk the streets. I hear your voices. I put my arm around a pain-filled world. I see your walls. I feel your struggle. I know you wonder if your hopes run out, but you don't need much.
I'm not saying this to embarrass Jessica. A demon in Jessica. God sent us all the way from Walterboro, South Carolina, to perform an exorcism on her. The demon in her looks up and points to Brother Joe and say, you chicken self. Yeah, God sent us.
No, it doesn't take a lot. Yeah, all you need a touch. I can work with what you got. From a spark to a fire, from a way to a hurricane. Now higher, I'll take you higher. Starting like the morning rain, just a word, that's all it takes.
and keep it to myself. Keeping that curse, it took the shoes off of my feet, yeah. And now I'm just a victory. Victory.
Like all of you.